Welcome to Mr. Wrestling Theater 420.
Your semi-favorite.
Inconsistent.
Incorrect.
Incoherent.
Inappropriate.
Unprofessional.
Sometimes weekly.
Wrestling-based podcast.
On Anchor.fm.
It's Monday. You know what that means.
Fuck is up. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420, episode 99, season 4, episode 23. The highly unanticipated return.
quick happy birthday to Todd Grisham, Ruby Riott, Chris Walker, Silver King, Volano 5, Jimmy Page, and Chad Ochocinco.
I was prepared for tomorrow, so tomorrow is Grandmaster Sexy, nobody meaner than Tamina, and the fuck, there's another one I forgot, shit.
There is another one.
Oh, anyway, happy birthday to them and the person I forgot.
Yep.
It's somebody like that, it's like, that we would like, randomly.
Oh, Buff Bagwell.
That's what it is. Buff the Stuff.
Buff the Stuff, yeah. All right.
Hey, it's something random that I found at Canavana. It's Bust the Limes.
Oh. I found a random one that I'm using called Rainmaker, so.
I think we've had that.
We probably have. I just don't remember because there's been a lot of them.
There has been a lot of them. There hasn't been that. Yeah, I definitely have gone back and forth.
Yep.
But anyway, so we've been gone for 2-3 weeks. How fucking long have we gone for?
It's about 3 weeks now, I think.
So anything in between, as always, and anything in the past, as always.
And yep.
Anything, blah, blah, blah. I don't even give a fuck. actually, let's start it off with this week's unanimous douchebag. I think it's going to be unanimous anyway. Douchebag of the week. And let's start it off strong with the way he left it last year, being douchebag of the year, Mr. Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Yeah, I figure that's a good place to start because he's definitely unanimous douchebag this week.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, I don't think he's going to sell. I think he just wanted to bully ways back into the company. But like...
Well, I have my own theory about this too, that if he is going to sell, because apparently they've hired JP Morgan to oversee a potential sale, though it's like they said potential sale, not like they're going to sell, but potential still. So I think that like also like he came back and they had to boot out 3 board members for him to come back, which is just like a shitty thing to do. And then on top of it, 2 other people
left, right?
Yeah, they resigned from it or whatever because he came back. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it's not, it doesn't look good, honestly, in my opinion, for a company that is, you know, the wrestling company that caters to the whole family, unlike most others that cater to, like, you know, maybe teenage and up. Like, WWE is supposed to be a family-run company, and we got this guy who was using company money and paying off women and whatever, and there's more allegations coming out, and then he's just back in the company. That's not going to sit well with a lot of shareholders, I imagine.
I imagine it won't. Plus, like, if they sell it, they're all out of the job, too. Like, all those board members are all out of the job, too. So, I mean, like...
And then, like, the thing is like, I don't like, I looked at, like, you know, the list of potential buyers, and it's like, you know.
It's all your big names. It's you know.
Yeah. Some of them scare me, though, because it's like, all right, Comcast, to me, I feel like is the safest bet. Because, one, they're already the platform for sharing, you know, the network, basically, anyway, through Peacock.
It's also where... Raw is currently held. They would just move SmackDown back over to fucking USA.
Exactly. Because so that one doesn't scare me so much. The like things like Disney scares the shit out of me because then what's going to happen is
Carla could be a Disney princess.
Yeah, well, that's what's gonna happen though. It's like all of a sudden, like we're gonna like randomly see like fucking Star Wars characters. And don't get me wrong, I love Star Wars. I love Marvel. I don't. They're gonna put Ricochet in a Spider-Man costume and turn and make him fly around the ring.
Yeah, we didn't do that this year. We didn't do a Marvel Lucha Libre for Christmas.
Yes,
We missed that.
but that we did. Although if Disney buys it, it might be a lot easier every year.
I mean, like, I don't. They probably wouldn't do that much bad to it. I mean,
I don't know. You never know, though. It's Disney, and they are how they are. So
they are how they are.
But like, it was also like Amazon and Netflix and Warner Brothers Discovery. So all your, yeah, all the big streaming names, basically.
And like, he might just sell like fucking streaming rights. Like, he's not the actual fucking physical part of the company.
No, and if he did that, I think the only reason he would do that is to try to get a huge lump sum and just, like, disappear.
Yeah.
But knowing Vince, I don't think that's in him, so.
He just wants to be in the spotlight again.
Yep. So.
That's what I think. Anyway, yeah, so douchebag of the probably this year. He's probably going to, you know, reign in title here.
Yep. I mean, who knows how, depending on how this year goes with him being back, he's off to a strong start to be douchebag of the year again.
Yep, already, right in the beginning.
Yep. I don't know. But, I mean, Triple H is still head of creative. So.
For now. Everything's tentative. Like, let's just see where this goes. I mean, what a dick. But let's just see where this goes.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't mess up anything too badly and we're still good. Because, honestly, WWE has been fun to watch again, so.
It's been the same for me, honestly. Like,
yeah.
Nothing has really changed, in my opinion.
No, there hasn't been these, like, crazy drastic changes. It's still just
a lot of 50-50 stuff. And get rid of fucking Hit Row. Like, what the fuck?
I know. I was just saying, I watched SmackDown from this past Friday last night, and I'm like, can we just, like, why is, I'm like, the only good thing that was, like, about Hit Row was Swerve, and he's gone now. So why did we bring them back? Of all the people that Trips could have brought back after they were all released, why Hit Row?
Yeah, why Hit Row? Like, it made no sense to me.
Nope.
Whatever.
I don't know.
All the winners, I guess. You got to save some money somewhere.
Yeah, you need a jobber somewhere, right? You know, have a little jobber group that loses to all the other groups you're trying to push.
Put them on NXT. Make your NXT people the people who aren't over yet. People who can't fucking do shit yet.
Yep. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be about. So,
build them.
Was supposed to be about, but, you know.
That's what it was. I mean, and then, you know, all the indie guys started going in there.
Yep, because they all had all the indie guys had to do like a tour down there before they could come up, which was stupid. Because there's a lot of guys that went down there that didn't need to go down there. I think they would have had enough pop like AJ did. You know,
I think would have been right from the get go.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I kind of understand Finn Balor a bit because, like, we knew who Finn was, but, like, maybe not a lot of other people. But people knew who AJ was. People know who Samoa Joe was.
Adam Cole would need to go to NXT for me.
Yeah.
There were a few who, like, definitely could have, like, started right from, like you said. Like, AJ and Samoa Joe stick out to me.
Yep.
So. One more who would have been fucking, you know. Okay, starting off at the top. I really can't think of one, actually. I mean, they did kind of, because like most of them are indie guys, and you're like, I don't really know. Like, I nerd the name sometimes, but I don't watch every fucking wrestling match. I have like things to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, and like, in some of the guys, they did it right. Like, Kevin Owens did not spend a long time down there.
No. And when he came up, Cena put him over.
Yep. So that helped a lot, too.
Right.
And then here we are all these years later, and he's wrestling with Cena and Cena's bald spot.
Cena didn't want that match, huh? He's like, I'll come, but don't, like, expect me to do anything.
Yeah. He didn't do much. I also feel like he was like overly animated with some of his like reactions and stuff. But I guess Dean is like that a lot, so I don't know.
You've seen his movies. He overacts every fucking thing.
That he fucking does. That he does. And apparently he's supposed to be coming back for a match at Mania.
Yeah, I'm fine. Whatever.
I don't know.
Let him
speak. Yeah. Speaking of getting ready for that, the fucking Rumble, we got Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns again.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I mean, Kevin Owens is always a safe bet, in my opinion.
I mean, it's just puts more of who's going to win the Rumble. Is it going to be Drew McIntyre? Is it going to be Cody Rhodes? Is it kind of funk?
See, there's all this shit that's going around about, like, all right, well, we don't know yet until, because they're trying to lock down the shit with The Rock for WrestleMania, and that needs to be locked down by the Rumble, or else they're going to have to go with a backup plan.
I'm going to tell you, I already know if they have The Rock or not.
Yeah.
They are.
I don't think they do. It's weird because it's like, I think they wanted him because there's a lot of fans that have been asking for, you know, Roman versus The Rock for a while now.
The Rock's he'll be back. He'll be fine.
Well, there is like one of the other media groups supposedly that is looking to buy it. He supposedly has like a lot of stock in or something.
Yeah, I mean, he's gonna end up owning that just the same way he owns XFL. He's gonna end up, he's gonna get his revenge.
So I don't know if he's actually gonna come back for freaking Mania though. And see, like some of the other stuff I was looking at online was like, well, if he doesn't come back, Seth's supposed to take one title, and then it'll be like Seth versus McIntyre or somebody, and then Cody will win the Rumble and face Roman for the other title.
Seth got hurt on Raw. He's hurt.
Yeah. See, like I thought so, because like he definitely looked hurt from Raw this week, but like I also didn't see a lot about that. But then again, I wasn't online that much this week, so
yeah, he's out. AJ Styles is out. At a house show. Sorry, a live event.
Yeah, same fucking thing. But, I mean, that doesn't leave a lot of options for someone. I mean, it means then Cody's going to have to win the Rumble and take both titles away from Roman at Mania.
Yeah.
Because who else is going to get a big enough pop?
True.
To actually, and who else is left besides Cody who has, and like the whole thing is, when we saw Cody come back at Mania last year, we knew, like, this Cody's coming back because he was probably promised a fucking title run because it's what he's never had.
He's going to get the WWE title only. And maybe Roman just keeps the Universal title for a little bit.
True.
But Sami Zayn is the other fucking choice.
See, and that's my thing. Like, I'm like, all right, well, what happens if, like, Cody wins the Rumble challenges for one title, and then Sammy ends up taking the other title.
Yeah, Sammy's gonna take the other title. That's what I think.
You know, I mean, there's already signs of it. He lost the match to Cena, and then this week Roman was like cussing him out, and then KO interrupted, and then it seemed like he apologized and was being nice. And I'm like, don't trust this shit, Sammy.
No.
Sammy's gonna get his ass whooped.
Remember when you were a fighter, not a little lapdog, and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then now Sammy's going to convince himself that he can beat the tribal chief and beat the tribal chief.
That would be hilarious.
I don't think that should be the main event of WrestleMania, though. I don't think it has enough Kofi hype. I don't think it has enough Daniel Bryan hype.
It doesn't, unfortunately, unless something changes over the next, you know, there is the potential too that like, say like, all right, Cody wins the Rumble and challenges for a title. Well, what happens? Like you stick fucking Sammy against all odds in some like elimination chamber match in February sometime.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have to turn on him and make him like a super baby face, like literally like 4-on-1 attack them. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's what's going to happen. It's going to literally be like the four of them just stomping him out into like a bloody pulp. And honestly, the best part of the Bloodline lately has been Sammy and that whole part of it.
Yeah, I mean, like,
he's got the crowd behind him already. They come out and they start chanting for Sammy like all the time.
So they got to beat the fuck out of him. Like, Trips is all about the Forbidden Door thing. Like, you know, he's got Machine Gun Kelly fighting on fucking Wrestle Kingdom, and you know,
yeah,
Machine Gun Anderson, not Kelly.
Yeah,
and you got Shinsuke wrestling against Muda for, you know, that final round Muda's running through right now.
Yeah, which is pretty interesting because he like kissed Muda and stole the mist and spit his back at him.
Yeah, I think that was amazing.
I love that. I was like, that's awesome. I'm like, that's great. Now, how I can't have more people thought about that before.
Yeah, I don't know why people have, like, thought to steal the mist before. Like, that was a good win.
Yeah, I like that.
So yeah, so I mean, he's all about the so like the other, you know, Samoan nation out there you can bring in.
Well, they also very recently, WWE has expressed a lot of interest in Tama Tonga.
I read that too.
So, and he fucking despises the fucking Bloodline, so.
You can bring three of them. And Camacho was already there once, so he can come over too.
Yeah, and then you got Tama Tonga, and then
Hakalelu,
the guy's name we butcher every fucking time we try to say it.
Dude, I can't say it just day to save my life. I can't figure out why.
Yep. I can't either.
Is anybody sick of Okada being champion at fucking New Japan?
Yeah, I mean, Okada. Go ahead, sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Okay. That was weird.
I asked you about Okada.
Yeah, no, like, I'm sick of Okada, too. Like, I've always kind of liked Okada, but, well, like...
Not that I hate Okada by any means, but I'm just, like, why is he always the fucking champion? Why is he jumping? He's
always a champion. He's, like, fucking John Cena over there with that title.
John Cena, fucking Randy Orton.
Yep.
They have a new title, so, like, it's only, like, his, like, second reign with that or something, but, like...
I feel yeah, like but to me... That doesn't count to me though, because like the guys had the other. I know it's a new title, but he had the other one like a fucking 100 times.
Right. I don't really know because he had it like 2 years at one point. I think I don't know. It just felt like he always was a champion.
Yep. They got enough of the star power over there. They could share it around a little bit.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, I hear Jay White is also WWE bound or AEW bound though.
Yeah, I mean, AEW bound seems easy since he was already over there.
Seems easy, but he's never done WWE.
No, and unfortunately, it is kind of like the top prize in the U.S., so because AEW still comes in kind of second place, honestly.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, ratings wise, it definitely is, you know, YouTube views and everything else. I mean, like, I actually enjoy all the, but like, I don't watch a lot of New Japan. Like, I watched highlights of the fucking Wrestle Kingdom. I didn't watch the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, I saw highlights because, you know, like Sasha was there and everything. And
talk about Sasha. Let's do that.
World domination tour that she's going on or whatever the fuck she called it.
Was she drunk?
I don't know.
And it seemed like she was drunk. Did you hear the fucking speech?
Yeah, it was like a little, like, I don't know.
Food all over the place.
Yeah.
She didn't botch the move. Kairi Sane botched the move. That's why it looked like shit.
Yep.
Because I watched a bunch of those. You know what I mean? Like, that's definitely Kairi Sane's fault. She's supposed to lay on her feet, not her fucking knees.
But yeah, exactly.
If she wasn't ready, I don't fucking...
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been rushed. They might not have had a lot of time together to like work out the match. Like, who knows?
We've had other matches together.
Yeah, because they were both in WWE at the same time together on the main roster. So,
are we saying in Asuka versus her and Bayley?
Yep.
Team titles. That was a good fucking match.
That was a good match, actually.
Knocked out through half of it though, but like still, it's beside the.
But yeah, I don't know. And like she's wrestling now at some like stupid death match thing and like probably in front of like 100 people.
God, I hate
It's like Sasha's next fucking match or something, so I don't know.
her. Her name's not Sasha anymore. It's Mercedes Moné.
Yeah, whatever. Same fucking person. She's formerly known as Sasha, so I could still call her Sasha.
You can, I guess.
I mean, and I'm probably not gonna call her hold the whole name. I'll just call her Mercedes. That's probably easier.
I'm gonna call her fucking a mixture of those names.
Yep, Sasha Monet.
That's probably what it's gonna be.
Yep.
Sadie's baked.
Oh God.
Like I always do.
Yep. But
I do like her hair.
yeah, I don't
It
know.
was a wig, but like I do like her hair.
Yeah, I'm not surprised she did something like that. She's always been a little flashy, and she's in Japan where they're a little extra flashy a lot, so
To me, it looked like fire, so like I thought that was pretty cool.
yeah, to me it looked like some weird like leopard print kind of, but that's all right.
Like orange and blue or whatever. It looked like fire. It was like the propane-y fire.
Yeah, so we'll see where she goes from here. I'm sure she's gonna. I think she's trying to do the whole like John Moxley thing. Like, I'm just gonna go wrestle fucking everywhere for a while.
I wouldn't be surprised if she turns back up at WWE either. But now with
Me
Vince
neither.
again, I don't really know what the fuck's going on, so.
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, and with Trips and him being open to the Forbidden Door, and he's looking to do some type of working relationship with New Japan. So.
Right.
We could see, I mean, honestly, they could use Sasha. I know a lot of people don't like Sasha and think she's got a big head, and I mean, don't they all kind of at the end of the day?
I mean, they do.
Like MJF's got a big fucking head. Like, I mean, Charlotte's got a big head,
She
speaking
does,
of Charlotte.
and she has returned, and we. I'm actually pretty happy about
Yeah, I was actually like, I don't usually root for Charlotte very often, but when she came back and like whooped Ronda's ass last week in a few minutes, which was stupid on Ronda to even accept that fucking match after she just had that
Oh,
match with
oh,
Raquel.
good. We get a fresh Charlotte versus fucking a fucking Ronda, who's already been through a match, who's not going to win, and the fans were actually behind Charlotte, and people are liking that. But she's got to turn heel on me eventually, because that I don't want her to be a face.
No, because it's like it's great that she came back and took the title because we were all looking for that. And Charlotte needs to just go back to being heel pretty quickly because Charlotte is great for that. It's like she can hold the title for a while and there's gonna be some good push, for it or whatever. So, and that chase always makes it better. I mean, and like the same thing can be said. A lot of people bitch about like, Roman and the bloodline with the titles and all this forever. But at the same time, it wasn't a bad idea by WWE to do this because it's made the US title and the Intercontinental title actually like seem like it's worth something at the same time.
Well, you put them on TV more. I mean, like,
Yeah, and like you have some bigger names going for those titles too, because you've had Lashley and Seth all centered around the US title recently, and then all the matches Gunther's had with like Sheamus and everybody else. So them being on TV more, they went from being fucking like pre-show fucking bullshit to like actually worth something in an ex in a sense.
I was kind of
So,
hoping for McIntyre and Sheamus, and you
I
know they
was
weren't.
too.
But one of them, I kind of want this random tag team to just fucking.
Well, that's the thing. Like the Usos have had it for like 500 and some days now, and I love the Usos and cool. Now they're the longest reigning ones, or whatever. But I'm tired of that, and I kind of wouldn't mind Sheamus and Drew as a random tag team champions. I think that would be cool for a minute.
Funny, yeah, I like that.
So. I don't know. I was rooting for them, but I have a funny feeling that that's not done yet, and that could eventually lead to them winning it at Rumble or something else. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be them. I don't know who though. I don't really have a.
Well, there's nobody else unless FTR is like gonna be done in fucking AEW soon.
Don't believe the hype there either. I don't know.
I'm not believing the hype there, like, so much. Like, I'm just saying it's a possibility, but you never know.
This is why Russell's just signing smaller contracts, and then people literally have no idea what they're popping up. It'd be like the 90s all over again.
Yeah, exactly. Or there should be a lot more, like, working relationships like there used to be. Like, all right, I'll send you, like, these guys for 3 months, and you send me these guys for 3 months. Like,
it only work if WWE involves, and then that would just bring everything else together.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, okay, yeah, we can all just work together now. Nobody would ever sign anywhere, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. So, hey, but bitch. You know, or if they, like, I don't know, gave the wrestlers the ability to go to a few, like, places like New Japan or Triple R and do some stuff, if they're not being used very actively at the moment.
Which I think they're more open to right now. Like, I don't know if Vince might fucking stop all that bullshit.
Yeah, and that's the scary thing with Vince being back is we don't know what he's going to fucking do now, so. But we shall see. I am a little excited to see what happens at the Rumble. I feel like the past couple of years, we've kind of had a really strong idea who was going to join the Rumble and win it. And, like, this year, that seems like Cody for sure, but I don't know.
Hey, I'm going Cody. That's my pick.
I think Cody's the safest pick, but I also, who knows if they could just, like, swerve on us, too.
No, Swerve won't be there.
Well, that's not what I meant. But Swerve definitely won't be there.
That'd be pretty funny, though.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, we're all expecting Cody to win. So. But who knows? And I imagine Cody is definitely healed and ready to come back because they started doing the stupid little.
Yeah, they said all the little vignette things with him.
Yeah, like updates, like they're getting ready to give us updates on his, like, you know, his recovery and all that. So that just definitely sounds like they're, like, leading up to that happening. The thing I am not excited for, though, is that fucking Pitch Black match.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
No one knows what it is. I was watching SmackDown last night, and, like, Cole's like, we have no idea what this match is other than it's just pinfall submission only. I'm like, oh, that's great.
I don't know.
That doesn't tell me fucking anything. And I'm afraid it's going to be, like, some cinematic thing and some, like, dark house with no lights, and it's going to be, like, filmed with night vision cameras and shit. It's
going to shock me any at all.
No. And it's like, I don't. Why do we have to do this? We did too much of that shit with the stupid red light crap with the Fiend and all that.
I definitely think it's going to be a cinematic-y style match.
Yeah, it definitely has to be given the name. But so,
if it's just a match in the dark, I don't really give a flying fuck about it. But it's still,
yeah. If that's what it is, it's just gonna piss me off, and I'm gonna be like, I'm done with this. Like, we got to stop doing this stuff.
All right, let's talk to the AEW.
All right.
Actually, let's take a break. Come back then, talk AEW.
All right, that works.
So King, hashtag shut up King.
Yes, hashtag shut up King. He put my cat to sleep when we were watching when I was listening to his rant yesterday. So hashtag shut up King.
Put my cat to sleep.
Yeah, she was wide awake, and then she sat there next to the phone and she fell asleep listening to him. So
okay.
I don't know. I'm a little stoned, sorry.
Listeners in.
All right. King, shut up, King. We'll be back from break in a minute.
The following does not express the views of Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 and are only King's views. Hashtag shut up, King.
Oh yeah, let's go. I am the King of Old School. This is the Monday Night Rant on Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. Haven't done this in a while, so let's get down to business here. First off, let's take care of the regular stuff Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, vice versa. If I fucked that up, I don't really care either. Drop us a comment, please. Let's get some things going here for the new year and a little New Year's resolution. How about that? So what have you been thinking about all the crap going on in the world in the past few weeks since we've talked to you guys last? What's the thoughts on Charlotte Flair? What's the thoughts on Vince McMahon? What's the thoughts on the Buffalo Bills player that almost died on the field? I mean, there's a lot to talk about, so why don't we, you know, what are you guys thinking? If not, please, by all means, use my hashtag, ShutUpKing. Or, if you don't want to talk to me, that's fine, I don't care, don't talk to me. Go ahead, let's try another hashtag. How about hashtag MWT420? That one sounds better, doesn't it? I think so. Let's try it. So let's go. Let's get, you know, formalities out of the way. Merry Christmas, belated, and Happy New Year's to you all. Hope everybody, you know, had a great time. Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, all that shit, too, not to leave anybody out. Happy holidays in general. How about that? Did that work? I hope it worked. Like I said, it's been a while since we've done anything, so this is, there's a lot, you know, of shit to cover, but I'm not going to cover it all. Let's point this out. I'm recording early this week because I don't know what my schedule is for the actual week coming up. It is actually Friday prior to SmackDown, so please, you know, if anything happens on SmackDown tonight or in Raw coming up in a couple days, I apologize. I'm recording early. I had a lot, you know, I don't know what my schedule looks like, so I'm recording while I can. As of now, there's only one participant been named to the Royal Rumble, to the best of my knowledge, and that is Kofi Kingston. He's been, you know, pretty much the highlight reel of the Royal Rumble in most years with his shenanigans, so it only goes to show that he's the first guy in. Makes perfect sense to me. Will he win it? Probably not. But it makes perfect sense that he is, you know, the first guy named to it. Going on with the Royal Rumble, there's only one other, you know, piece to talk about at the moment, and that is the Pitch Black, the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match versus between Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. Now, that's such a random feud in the first place. I understand they're getting, you know, they just want to, that they don't want to just throw Bray back into a thing against, you know, a major competitor, so they brought in LA Knight and had LA Knight give him shit, you know. But I this whole thing with Bray Wyatt, it confuses the holy hell out of me. I just don't, maybe it's just because I don't watch every week. I you know, like, I don't catch it every week. Fridays are usually busy for me. Usually I have a better chance of watching, you know, Raw, and SmackDown's usually on you know, highlights. On the rare occasion I do get to watch SmackDown, I only usually catch the second hour. But, you know, going forward, I just don't understand this whole feud with Bray Wyatt and LA Knight. I don't get it. I don't know what the fuck a Pitch Black Knight, Pitch Black match is. And quite frankly, when did the WWE start getting sponsorships for their matches? Because, I mean, when did Mountain Dew name a match? I mean, come on. Anyway, Uncle Howdy. Anybody have any guesses who's under that mask? I mean, I've got my thoughts. I'm not going to say, you know, anything that nobody's talked about before. But looking at recent pictures of Bo Dallas, I can't help but think that, you know, Uncle Howdy is Brother Bo. You know, it's his kid's uncle. Kind of makes sense. I don't know. A lot of people are speculating, other people, but we'll see what happens when he gets unmasked. And what's going to happen when he gets unmasked? He attacked Bray. Is he going to be against Bray? Is he going to be with Bray? Is he just out there to fuck with LA Knight? Is he out there to fuck with the crowd? What's the fucking point? Can somebody explain that to me? Okay, move on. Also with last week, Charlotte Flair. Yep, Charlotte Flair's come back and instantly gets the title thrown at her. Okay, now they're complaining about how Ronda Rousey really isn't that great in the ring and isn't great on the mic and blah, blah, blah. But really, do you want to just have her walk right through the door and have fucking the Flair, have them just throw the belt to Flair? Especially after the fact that Ronda Rousey had a match earlier on, and this is her second match of the night, back to fucking back, and they're saying how, Charlotte Flair is like God. No, she's not. I mean, what's the fucking obsession? Can somebody explain this to me? Why is it a slow build to Bayley taking a championship over on the Raw side? She tried against Belair and can't do it. And then, now Becky Lynch, comes back from her injury. She's getting a slow build going up against now feuding, last I saw, with Bayley and Damage Control. I mean, it makes sense, but why would you do it? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. There are so many other people that can be entered into that equation to take that away from Ronda Rousey. So many others. I don't know. I just don't. I mean, hell, her even partner, Shayna Baszler, would be an awesome. That would have been an awesome fucking match. Baszler versus Rousey. Come on. I know they're friends. Have them have one turn on the other. And that would have been an awesome fucking match. At least in my viewpoint. But anyway. Let's move on. You got Alexa Bliss. Is she going dark again? Can somebody explain that? I mean, I kind of get this vibe that she's going dark again, like she may be going down the road to going out to the playground again, maybe. I don't know. Just getting that funny feeling. I'm not going to lie, I would like to see her beat Belair. I don't mind Alexa. I don't like Belair. I've said this in the past. It's just me. I don't like Bianca Belair. I think, yeah, she's impressive. She's a strong woman. But I don't know what the obsession is with her and why they're giving her the title as much as they are. Yes, she should be in the hunt. Yes, she should be a women's main eventer. I'm not going to lie about that. But I don't know. To me, maybe it's the lack of people that they put her against. She just doesn't seem to fit with a lot of the women on Raw. Again, I wouldn't mind seeing her up against Ripley. I think that strength for strength, that would be a very interesting match. But, I mean, it happened before. Have it happen again. That wasn't a bad match. But anyway, let's see. What else we got going on here? Gunther apparently going to be taking on Braun Strowman. You got the tag match, and John Cena's bald spot winning against Roman Reigns. I'm one to talk. I mean, I got my hair shit going on, but John Cena's bald spot made my bald spot feel bad. So I mean, I don't know. Apparently, John Cena is going to be coming back to work something at WrestleMania. There's some hype going on with that. Sent a rumor on to the guys about who he might be going up against. I'm not sold on that because right afterwards I saw another one. So there's a couple different links saying that Cena might be coming back for WrestleMania on a full-time basis. Also, there's a couple leaks saying that The Rock is going to be coming back at the Royal Rumble and she probably will end up winning it. I don't know how this is all going to work out with the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite time of the year. I'm not going to lie. I love to watch the Royal Rumble. I think that it's, nothing but fucking chaos in that ring. And it's usually very entertaining. Usually. At least it used to be very entertaining. Because you don't know who's going to fucking walk away. Okay? You don't know who's going to walk away as the champion. It got to the point for a while that it got very predictable. You see, you know, some so-and-so walk in and they take their spot and, oh, there you go. He's, nope. Okay, never mind. He won. And now this year there's actually questions. Is it going to be Cody? Is the rumors about The Rock going to be true? Is it somebody else going to step up? Is it going to be, you know, I've heard rumor that Bron Breakker might step up. I've heard rumor of Kevin Owens. I've heard rumor of Sami Zayn. So, I mean, there is a field this year. And it's interesting to me. And it could build up to be one of the better Royal Rumbles because you don't have anything that you can bet on going in. Will Brock Lesnar walk in there, take over someone's spot like he did last year and win it all? That would piss me the fuck off. Same thing if it was like Goldberg. That would piss me the fuck off. If Rock did it, it would look organic at least. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what who comes out. So what else we got going on here? Let's switch over to the news, shall we? Let's take a step away from what's going on in the ring to the news. Leaked yesterday. Was it yesterday or was it this morning? Either Thursday or Friday. It leaked that Vince McMahon wants back in the WWE. There's apparently a couple of business deals that are coming up, and Vince McMahon is pretty much holding the company hostage, saying, put me back in charge, or I'm not signing any of these deals. It's apparently TV deals coming up with USA and Fox, as well as there is a rumor, gotta say that, it's just a rumor at the moment, that somebody is interested in buying the WWE and taking the bulk of the ownership away from Vince McMahon. And Vince says that he's not even going to listen to the negotiations until he is named head of the WWE again. I guess there's a clause to his retirement that says that he can name himself into the board of directors or the head of the board of directors again. And once he did that, now he's saying he wants to go back and to take care of everyday control. So whatever was going on with his lawsuit, his sex scandal, I think that he threw money at these women, these people, because I heard that some of them weren't women. That they threw some money at these people and made it go away. You know, I guess that happens when you have money. You can, you know, use it to make shit go away. Must be nice. I don't know. I've got nothing to make go away, so I really don't care. But, you know, it would be nice to see him, you know, brought to justice for the bullshit that he's done and all the harm that he's caused. I mean, I've read that he's done a lot of harm. So you got that. That's annoying as all hell. And then, you know, you got what's happening on Monday. What happened on Monday at the Cincinnati Bengals Buffalo Bills game. I apologize. I can't think of the kid's first name, but Hamlin, number 3, suffering a heart, not a heart attack, episode, cardiac arrest on the field after a big hit. Apparently he was dead on the field for like 11 minutes was what I heard. Wow. And what's funny is that I was home Monday night and I wanted to watch that game, but I sat there. I'm like, no, I can't stand the Monday night announcers. So I didn't watch the game. I kind of wish that I did now. And, you know, just to see what happened. Apparently, it was very, very disturbing. I've yet to see the video. I'm sure it's out there on YouTube if I want to search it up, but none of the news outlets or ESPN or anybody like that has dropped it out of respect for Hamlin. So I'm hoping that it stays that way. But you know, apparently he's doing. He's doing better. He's awake. He's coherent. Apparently, he can't. He's got a tube down his throat, so he can't talk. From what I heard, excuse me. And he's communicating by writing on a tablet. And the first thing he did was ask who won the game, because the game was determining seeding in the playoff picture. I guess that whoever won was going to potentially be in possession of second place. And there was a lot going on, a lot of bullshit going on with this thing with the football people, and how they're doing this game that was suspended and then canceled. And now you've got Skip Bayless out there who made a comment. I read his tweet, and from what he said is, you know, that they're talking about how they're going to do it. And that they need to figure out what they're doing about the scheduling and what they're going to do, because this game that they canceled had to do with the playoff picture. I am very much paraphrasing this because I don't know the exact quote. But at the end, he said that this game was important to the NFL playoff picture. And at the end of the tweet, he said, as irrelevant as that seems, meaning that what should be more important is the player's health. And everybody's all up in arms over this. I mean, did you not read the last couple couple words of that tweet? I mean, he did come back and say, as irrelevant as it seems. I believe those were the exact fucking words. And all these fucking cancel people are out there, nope. Nope, 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 he's an asshole. Well, yeah, he's an asshole, but he did come out and say that, you know, the guy's health is more important. He did say it at the end that, you know, as irrelevant as it seems now, it means that he wants to know what's going on for the, you know, because he is an NFL analyst, he wants to know what's going on, because that's his fucking job to talk about what's going on with the NFL. And he said it's irrelevant, meaning that obviously, you want this guy to recover first. But people don't seem to get that. They don't read everything. They just see what they want to see and read what they want to see. People are sheep. People are stupid. And I apologize if that offends anybody. Because, you know, it's just, again, it's my opinion. And my opinions do not match that of Mystery Wrestling Theater 420. But anyway. So, yeah, douchebag of the week, obviously Vince McMahon, obviously. And I have to admit, if Vince takes back creative control from Triple H and undoes everything that he has worked towards in the past, 6 months almost, I'm going to probably step away from the WWE for a long while, if not. I mean, I've done it a few times before where I've been like, yeah, I'm done with this shit. And they bring me back. You know, something happens, they bring me back. And I haven't been full-time, you know, full-on like I was back in the late 90s, early 2000s. I haven't been full-on in a long time. So they have not brought me back full-time yet. And they probably never will. But if this happens, I'm going to just give up on them for a little bit, no matter what the situation. I mean, Vince McMahon could have, you know, I don't even know. He could do something good, and I still would be pissed off right now. So, that's my thought. That's my rant. I don't know if the guys are going to do anything this week or not. If they do, I'm a part of this. If not, you'll never hear this. So, yeah, either way, I'm done talking to myself.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man. Check him out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 Podcast. Check him out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low. That's the motto. You listening to Save You in the Background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
What is up?
I hope everybody's cat's still awake. I didn't listen to it yet. I was going to say it was made. But you did listen to it. You wanted me to listen to it. I didn't listen to it. I made you listen to it.
Yep.
What did King have to say?
He bitched about Charlotte and, like, you could give the title to anybody else. And I'm like, who? Because other than Raquel, who the fuck on SmackDown are you giving that title to?
I had the Raquel thing. Like, so, yeah. I'm cool with Charlotte.
Yeah, and then he bitched like us about the pitch black match, which makes no fucking sense. And he was upset that like they're like doing a sponsorship with Mountain Dew for it.
Yeah, I don't like the sponsorship thing. I hate those two. And all of them. You know what I mean? Like just the Snickers fucking slam of the week. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and like, don't they do like the progressive like match flow or whatever stupid shit too?
Yeah, I hate all of those.
So anyway, that and then a bunch of other bullshit. He talked about the dude from the Bills that got hurt, well, died for a minute on the field.
DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah.
He's doing better. That's good.
Yeah. He was like awake and communicating with an iPad or something like that, or a tablet last I heard, which is good. So, you know, well wishes to him as hopefully he continues to recover well. So,
yeah,
but that was about it. So, you know, hashtag shut up, King.
Shut up, King. Except for tomorrow.
All right. So now on to some AEW.
Yes, yeah, some AEW.
All right.
I don't care.
So,
It's 3 weeks of AEW.
Yeah, which I haven't kept up with as much as I have WWE, so.
Which is weird.
Huh?
Which is weird for you.
Yeah, it is weird for me, like, because I watched, like, everything WWE this week. I did watch some Dynamite this week, though. So, like, I know there's, like, the whole, like, Hangman and Moxley things going on now. Fucking Jarrett's like pissed at fucking Max Caster or whatever.
Yeah. I think that's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Like he's like wicked butthurt all over that shit. I'm like, dude, it's just a stupid little fucking rap. It's whatever.
He is super butthurt about it. I think he's just playing it up.
Yeah. Probably trying to. Although I am like, I'm done with Jarrett and Lethal still, but whatever.
Me too. I don't like that group either.
You know,
backstage.
So it was nice to see Ricky Starks get a win over Jericho, even though he got his ass whooped afterwards. But it definitely seems like they're pushing Ricky still, which is good.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. Yeah, I haven't watched much. I kind of figured you watched more AEW. Where's that best of seven series at? Is that over yet?
No, it's tied 3-3, and I think next week, this coming up Wednesday is like the final of the seven matches between the Elite and the Death Triangle. So,
and now we never need those matches ever again. How many times can you see the Bucks versus fucking Lucha Brothers?
And it's like, don't get me wrong. It can be entertaining at times because there are times when the crazy flippy, crazy back and forth shit is great. And it works, but like seven fucking times in a row, and I've already seen the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Brothers like 1,000 times before that. So,
and even Pac versus Omega at least like 4 times before that.
Yeah, and I fucking, you know, honestly, I don't really think Omega is anything special. Probably unpopular opinion with a lot of people, but
I think he's highly overrated.
Yeah, I do too. I was kind of pissed that he beat fucking Ospreay in New Japan for that fucking title.
Yeah.
Because Ospreay's freaking little whatever you want to call it at the press conference was like, I don't know. That was pretty fucking heated, and I like that. And I don't know. I like Ospreay a lot.
Yeah, I Ospreay's one of my favorites right now, especially in New Japan.
Yeah. So I don't know. You said, I think you're the one who sent me the video of the press conference with him freaking out on Omega like that.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna be fun. And then
yeah,
Omega.
Then he fucking lost, and I'm like, no one gives a shit about Omega right now. He's in AEW. Like, why? I mean, I know it's their United States title and whatever, and they've like used that on AEW before and all that, but I'm just like, I don't know. Yeah. Unless they got bigger plans for Ospreay again, so who knows?
They might. Maybe he takes from Okada again.
Potentially, which, fine. Take that shit away from Okada and give it back to Ospreay. I'm not going to complain about that.
Me neither. Yet.
So, yeah. Yet is a key word, because we will complain about everything, and it's like kind of what we do.
What the fuck? I wanted it. Now I don't want it anymore. Like, Charlotte's going to fucking wear on me like a month.
Yep. And then there's also been some talks because of, like, what's his face? Harwood's fucking podcast or whatever, and Punk wanting to come back already or something.
He's in the gym already.
Yeah. So.
He's almost ready to come back.
I don't know. I think he'll come back to, like, one of the, like, biggest heel pops. Like, I think he did. I seriously think that most of this is still kind of a work with all that shit and the scrum and all that shit.
I think it's kind of a work.
Yeah, or it's definitely like at least part of a work.
I think if not, it's definitely worked itself into a shoot or shot itself into a work, whatever.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he caught a lot of heat after that, but that's like all everybody talked about. And then he recently posted something too on like Twitter or something. I feel like, because a lot of his matches in that media scrum are like top YouTube videos and stuff like that or whatever. So I don't know. It's everyone's still talking about CM Punk. So
yeah, so
that's why I feel like it was all done on purpose to catch massive heat and come back and be this like massive heel.
So you get Kenny Omega versus fucking Punk.
Yep. That's what's gonna happen.
They should be smart and do it as a trios match though. Just so Punk doesn't have to fucking be in the match all the time and everybody else can carry it.
Yep. Not wrong, because you know, like we've always liked Punk, but he's not the same still, you know?
Right. Like, I mean, much of that, I don't see Jericho in the ring anymore. At least, like, Jericho can still bring it when he has to.
Exactly. Punk seems gassed a lot, so.
I mean, Sting just doesn't fucking sell anything. He's fucking PCO now.
Well, that's what happens when you're fucking wrestling in your 60s.
I mean, that is literally PCO, though.
Yeah, that is literally PCO. He should, like, he needs to go yell at the wall, too, now, I think.
Yeah, all them guys. Just have one battle. Yep. Whoever wins, tell you what, all you old guys can be one battle royal. Whoever wins can stay.
Fine. And, just...
and every year we'll do it again. There's gonna be a whole other crop of people.
Yep.
Guys are whoever wins can stay.
Yep. The rest of you have to go yell at a wall somewhere, and we never want to hear from you unless you win the fucking match next year. And then there should be a whole bunch of old timers dying all the time.
I mean, that's the best way you can save your legacy, though. Because, I mean, some of them, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know. PCO actually really has, but, like, he's been around forever. And now he's just fucking psychotic.
Yep. And then, you know, you got, like, guys like Ric Flair still want to wrestle. And Ric Flair. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Did I tell you that fucking match was on fucking Impact Plus? For Impact, on Impact Plus now.
Yeah, I think you did tell me that. Am I gonna go watch it? No.
No, I'm not watching it either. But like, both cards on there. The rest of the card didn't sound bad.
The rest of the card wasn't bad because it was like half AEW at least. So,
is like Impact or something.
Yeah, like Impact versus AEW, basically. So,
I mean, I may watch Wrestle on a card at some point. I don't think I'm watching that match.
Yeah, if I do look at the card just to see some of those other matches, I'm not watching that match. Like, screw it, Flair.
Yeah, I refuse to watch it. First of all, because I just, I don't know. I don't know if I can watch it. It might be pretty fucking cringy.
It would probably be very cringy, honestly. Yeah, because there's no way someone his age and physical state should be wrestling.
No. But, I mean, there are older people who wrestle.
There are, but some of them don't look that bad. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, technically, Mood is getting up there in age, too, and he's still doing this farewell tour thing.
He's doing a farewell tour. Fucking Ricky Morton is doing his fucking farewell tour.
Yeah, and it's, again, like, we don't need any of them doing this.
We don't need any. But, like, be a farewell tour and get the fuck out of the fucking, like, I don't care. But, like, stop coming back. Stop being on TV.
Well, because this is what they do. They do farewell tours and then they come back again because they just can't stop. Like, they can't move away from it.
How long until Taker comes back?
I don't know.
Years of 3 years.
So, it's, I don't know. He's doing that whole thing where he's going around right now and, like, doing his little thing where he's telling, like, you know, backstage stories and shit, I guess.
Yeah.
So, how long until he gets bored of that and wants to come back and do something?
He's going to let two WrestleManias go by and want to be part of them.
Yep. He's going to want to come back and do something. I don't know. Unless they do something kind of like when he squashed Cena at Mania that year. Like, I don't understand. Like I love Taker, too. He's always been one of my top wrestlers of all fucking time. But, like, I don't know. At some point, you got to just hang up the hat and walk away. And if you still want to stay part of the business, do, like, the HBK thing and, like, train people and work backstage or something.
Yeah.
People don't need to see your face all the time for you to still be part of the business.
You should tell that to fucking Vince McMahon.
Yeah, he's... He really can't leave well enough alone. I swear to God, he's going to want to die in his fucking chairman fucking seat.
Fucking behind him.
So, because I don't think he could ever fully, like, let go of that company in any way. You know, this whole time, as soon as he got kicked off the board and all that shit, like, 6 months ago or whatever it was.
It was, like, 3 months ago. It wasn't even that long ago.
I know. Like, this whole time, he's probably been formulating this plan to get back in, so...
God, they can't fucking without me. I'm pulling my way back in there.
Yeah, like, the none of this would be anything if it wasn't for me. Like, what the fuck? Like, he's got that kind of attitude, so someone should tell him to, like, all right, you need to just hang it up because, you know, he blames everybody else around him, but he's kind of the issue. So that means it's time to give it up, buddy. Just go take whatever money you got and go buy yourself a little island somewhere and yell at the wall for the rest of your life.
Disappear.
Yep. And the thing is the man's probably got enough money that even if he sold his, like, majority stocks and shit, like, he could just fucking go disappear. Live out the rest of his life, whatever. I don't know.
We should make Lesnar just disappear into the mountains for a long time.
Yep, just disappear. No one would care either. I feel like
Lesnar's done. But Lesnar's literally the easiest. No one's gonna hear from him ever again.
No, and honestly, like, without
phone off,
because, like, too with Lesnar, like, I don't expect to see tons of Lesnar anymore either.
Nope.
To be honest, because we all know that on a personal level, him and Triple H have never been very good friends. And I feel like a lot of...
But on a business level, they both know what's
best. His name draws, and that's the thing. That's why he came back and did that little stint with Lashley for a minute.
Yep.
you know, and all that was going on, because they know that it draws, and his name draws, and having his name on a card would just make that many more people come watch it just because of his name. So like, Trips isn't stupid in that sense, which is why he'll still use him. I just feel like he's not going to be used as much as he was when Vince was in charge. But that could change again, because who knows?
During that last, you know, like they do a lot more like random interviews on like podcasts and shit, where like they're not in character like all wrestlers do now. Like it's all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
like you hear a little bit more about that. But like anyway, well, more people are talking about Lesnar. And like during that last run, like he was like watching people and like, you know what I mean, like
talking yeah.
to people and being a little more personable than normal, and you know what I mean, like
yeah,
give some advice and just doing shit. Not to everybody. Like him and Riddle are definitely not cool. But like
no, that's because Riddle runs his mouth like too much.
He does. He's gonna be gone soon.
Yeah, the violate, like it's wasn't this his like second wellness policy violation?
This is the thing they get to Hardy, go to rehab or get fired.
Yep.
He chose rehab.
Yeah. So hopefully that fucking works for him, because if he has another one, that's the third strike, they'll just can his ass.
Right. And they don't test for pot anymore. So
no. Which is understandable, honestly.
That's not what he's.
Yeah, no, it was like something else. Like wasn't it like fucking cocaine and something else?
They didn't actually read it. I gotta be honest.
Okay.
I mean, whatever. Like,
well, I mean, I imagine that if it wasn't fucking weed, I mean, it could have been some anything. Honestly, I guess I don't know.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of pain on those locker rooms still.
Yep.
Maybe not yep. the 80s style, but like it's still out there.
Yeah, it's not the 80s, but it's definitely still out there for sure. So. But we still.
What up?
I said we shall see.
We shall see. All right, what else you got from our, the world of wrestling? Whatever.
I don't think I have anything else, unless you do.
Congratulations on the new living arrangement.
And oh, thank you, sir.
Transfer job and all that bullshit. That's good for you.
Yep. Nice. Commercial lumber job, so I like have like a normal schedule, and they like buy me all my like gear and shit. They just give me like a PO, and I get to go up to the fucking like store and get all my gear, like steel tube boots and gloves and all that shit. So that's pretty cool. So, and I got weekends off, except for every other Saturday I work 5 hours. So it's like I can be a normal person now, kind of.
That like,
yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know once I live it for a little bit.
All right. So next week ish, that's what we planned on.
Yes, next week we're gonna our 100th episode. We will be live for that one.
Live for that 100th episode. Don't fuck yep. 100th episode's coming soon.
Yep.
All right.
It'll be a special. We'll play some games, do whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, whatever.
It's us. Everything's on the fly with us. Card subject to change.
Yeah, I'm wrestling.
Yep.
All right. Until then, motherfucking deuces.
Peace.